Oh, God. Who art beyond our knowledge, but near to our hearts and our needs. We pray this day for thy servant, Dwight D. Eisenhower, as he takes up the burden of the high office of President of these United States of America. Keep him with great kindness, O ruler of nations, and give him a wise and understanding heart, that he may guide thy people in these shadow times in truth and steadfastness, in patience and in love. Guide thou his hand always to thy purpose and his will to thy service. May he be the bringer of good tidings and the architect of a new hope for our country and for mankind. May thy spirit rest upon the Vice President of the United States and upon all the chosen representatives of our government. Be gracious, O God, to this our land and our people. Help us to preserve the blessed heritage of our freedom and to make secure our institutions of law and equality and justice. May it be given unto all of us to walk in the dignity of free men, secure in our rights, and faithful in the obligations of our prized citizenship. Make us all of one heart, O God, so that together as one people, we may move forward unafraid to the tasks and the challenges of the inscrutable years which lie ahead. Amen.
We have now approached the moment when Dwight Eisenhower will take the oath. Members of the Marine Band in their scarlet tunics on their feet again, Colonel Santelman looking to watch as General Eisenhower arises. Stern stands now, military bearing, as the Chief Justice approaches him, and as the clerk opens the Bibles at their appointed places, one Bible placed on the other, the President-elect places his left hand upon the pages, his right hand to be raised. The Chief Justice in his black robes, the President-elect gray striped trousers, Oxford gray coat.
You, Dwight D. Eisenhower, do solemnly swear.
I, Dwight D. Eisenhower, do solemnly swear
that you will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States.
That I will faithfully execute the office of the President of the United States.
And will, to the best of your ability.
And will, to the best of my ability.
Preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
So help you God.
So help me God.